Yeah, absolutely. And you're right. When sort of March and April came around, we were in the full swing of preparing for the season. We had actually, we did manage to have one indoor training session. And then obviously everything happened with the lockdowns. But yeah, it took a lot of work, a lot of stuff went on behind the scenes to get the ground ready and the club and everything that we needed to have in place. But eventually we got a few games in. The first and second team both played a shortened season where it was sort of like a round robin 2020 tournament. The first team did very well. They won their group, unfortunately went out in the semi-finals. And the second team, they won two out of the six games. I think they came third, but we also managed to get a few youngsters playing, which was brilliant. Some of the senior players understandably didn't want to play in such a shortened season, so we managed to blood a few youngsters last year, which was a real positive.
And just tell us a little bit more about the structure of the club. So you have two kind of senior men's side, a first and a second. Herbie, I know you work with juniors at the club as well. So there's two underage sides as well, is that right?
Yeah, we mostly field underage, maybe for 10 and under, playing with softballs and plastic bats and that. And then once they get to 11, 12, we move them on to playing real cricket on there. So we would have an under 15 team and an under 11 team. And we would play a couple of matches normally. Last year, the under 15s got in about three games last year. But normally, we would get games in with Carlow, Bagginstown, Gorey, Waterford, possibly one or two others, you know. So it was a shortened season again for the kids, but again, numbers were very good, and seemed to enjoy it. We've the same kids coming back year in, year out. Some of them are now reaching to play for the senior side, so it's always a good sign when kids come back the following year.
Are we any closer to knowing if there's going to be many games played this year? I know Cricket Ireland have confirmed league structures anyway. So the first teams will be in Division 5 and the seconds are down in Division 15. But do we know when those leagues might start?
No, well, really, it'll be a decision down to the government through Sport Ireland. They'd be the ones making the rules, and then the governing bodies will discuss things with Sport Ireland. So we're hopeful, but at the moment, there's no indication as to how the season is going to develop, prior to fixtures being made.
And Sean, there was an excellent 3 year spell for the club there between sort of 2017 and 2019, where both sides were picking up trophies really left and right. That must have put a stop to it then when cricket sort of came to a halt last year.
Absolutely. The club's really been on a roll for the last few years, as you mentioned. I personally only joined the club in 2019, but I know that in sort of the 8 or 9 years previous to when I joined, a lot of seasons we struggled to have two teams out. And this season, building on that period from 2017, 2019, the numbers are looking really good. We could probably at a push have a third team if we wanted to, but certainly the success of the club has seemed to really bring about a bit more popularity, more people joining and more people wanting to play as well.
And we have had a somewhat successful Irish cricket team as well in recent years, and that's kind of brought a few more eyeballs and a few more spectators to the sport. Are we seeing that on a local level for clubs as well?
One of the things that I enjoy doing when I go to schools and that, if you go, like last year, for example, I went to a senior school, secondary school, and I asked the kids how many, just probably 30 kids there, how many of them had ever played cricket. And over half of them put up their hands, and I said, gosh, that's great, for where'd you play cricket? You taught me, Herbie, they said, in national school, So it's great that the kids are now learning that cricket is a fun game to play and all that. And I think the international side has had a bearing on that, more TV exposure and that. And this year, the Irish team have qualified for the 20-over World Cup finals, which are to be held in India in October and November this year. So that should get a fair bit of interest as well, providing, of course, it all goes ahead.
And I think in India they actually are playing. I think the English team were over there recently, so I think they are actually back out on the pitch over there.
Yeah. And what was a good sign to see was they were allowing some crowds in to see the game,
Yeah.
So it seems to be picking up in other countries. Hopefully here things will pick up as well.
Yeah, hopefully anyway. And Herbie, just tell us a little bit more about working with the primary school kids. I know we have a Crossy Cup, which is named after Brian Crossy there. That's going to be given to the winners of the primary school's competition as well. So just tell us how that'll work.
Well, what works, we probably have maybe four regions in Wexford, Gorey, Enniscorthy, New Ross, and Wexford. And we go in, do some cricket sessions in some of the schools in those areas, and then end up with little blitzes, maybe four schools blitz in each area. The winners of those will become area champions and will go on to a county final, which we plan with the winners of each. area will play in a four-team blitz in the final, and the winner, that'll be awarded the Brian Cross Cup, which will be presented by Francis Cross, his wife. That was the plan for last year. We got going in March. We were going flying for 2 weeks, and then suddenly it all stopped.
Sure.
But we did get back to the schools this year in September until the end of October. So again, this year we might be hard pushed to get competitive cricket in, but certainly the plan this year is to maybe bring cricket to as many schools as possible. And if any schools are interested in having cricket, they can just contact Sports Active Section in Wexford County Council and they'll pass on my details. I'd say this year we might just do one day visits to a lot of schools just to give them a common test experience of cricket. It might not be possible to run full 6 week sessions in a number of schools, but we're certainly there. We're out there. Peter Hudson assists me, and we're out there available to go to schools and spread the word of cricket. Cricket is a fun game to play. Experience so far has been very positive in the schools we've been in.
And do you find that kids are a little bit confused when it comes to cricket, because it doesn't get the same kind of media coverage that a rugby, a soccer, a hurling does? And, you know, they'll all be connected to, you know, a soccer club or something like that. Whereas, you know, you have to sort of work that little bit more to get them to recognise cricket, I guess.
Yeah, indeed. That's the initial thing, to get a bit of enthusiasm from them initially. But to see them then after maybe two or three visits where they come running out and ready to pull bats out of the bag and ready to play away is great, you know. But certainly initially there's that kind of a cricket, what's that, you know, it's that's a boring game, I know it isn't that, you know, I never heard of it, I don't know how it's played or anything like that. Look, I wouldn't be doing it if kids weren't enjoying it. That's the most important thing. And it's great to see the enthusiasm of the children, and because they have the skills in hurling and all that, they can easily adapt to another game like cricket, you know, catching, fielding, throwing, hitting. They're the basic skills in cricket, and they play to a lot of other sports.
And Sean, I'm sure you might have seen the Irish Cricket's Roots documentary that was out over the Christmas period. It's a brilliant story there, and we had James Caulfield and PJ Carley, two men who were involved in the documentary there. They were speaking on the show. Anybody who wants to listen to that can just check on the Southeast Radio website there. But an interesting tidbit from that was how popular the game of catty originally, and then cricket, was here in County Wexford, and then that kind of died away when Gaelic games started to take hold a little bit more. But you guys there, you're really keeping up that tradition that goes back a long way.
Absolutely, yeah. And I didn't have a clue about that part of the history. I'm actually from the UK myself, so I remember when I moved over in 2019, I wasn't that hopeful really of finding a club nearby where I could play. So first of all, to find that Wexford Wanderers was there was brilliant for me. And then obviously, yes, as you mentioned, the documentary came out, and you know, people started talking about it in the club, and it's really fascinating. We have some players who've played for 30, 40 years in the area and for different clubs that unfortunately now don't exist, but to hear about that history is really fascinating. And you know, hopefully we can bring Wexford to a position of strength again in terms of cricket. Gorey play in the county, and there's a team in Enniscorthy who we've played a couple of times, who hopefully in the future might put a team in the league as well. So yeah, I think cricket in the county, but also in general in the country, as I mentioned, with the success of the national team, is really on the up, and it's certainly a growing sport.
And it's something that you've hit on there as well. You yourself have come from the UK, and you've got in with people here in Wexford by playing with a cricket club. I see there you had a tweet where you had 10 different cricketing nations representing Wexford Wanderers between the two sides. It is a great way for maybe immigrants to this country to sort of have a bit of a tone of home and to integrate into the society too.
Oh, exactly. And you know, yeah, you mentioned on that one weekend we had 10 nationalities, and I think we have overall in the club we have 11 nationalities playing. I can only speak for myself, but moving to Ireland, it was a bit intimidating. You know, I've been playing sport my whole life, and the local sports club is usually the hub of the community, and for me to have very little knowledge of you know, hurling and football, the GA sports, to find a cricket club to just to meet people, you know, was fantastic. And it's not, there are plenty of Irish people who play cricket as well, but as you mentioned, you know, people from India, Pakistan, Australia, New Zealand, all over the world come play cricket, and there's somewhere for them to go which has a bit of familiarity for them. And cricket, you know, is in terms of numbers is the second most popular sport in the world, and it's great that you can travel around the world and find somewhere to play, and now Wexford is no different.
And we were speaking a bit about India there. Obviously, the IPL in recent years has brought an awful lot of different people into the sport and a lot of money to the sport as well. I was chatting to our broadcaster here, Alan Maguire, and he was telling me that they have a 120,000-seater stadium over there in, I think it's Calcutta. So it is a huge sport worldwide, and hopefully we'll be able to bring some of those people here. But Herbie, we've had some big names associated with the club in the past as well. Niall McConnell did hold a record for the most wickets in Leinster competitions with over 1,000. He moved down and was a great influence on the club in kind of the more early days, I guess. And I was also reading about Dr. Malik, who played with the Pakistani Seconds in his time. He helped to win a Leinster Cup with Wexford in 1996. That was just before the hurling as well, before those guys stole your thunder a little bit. So there has been big names in the past.
Indeed, yes. Certainly, Mr. Niall, as we affectionately called him, was a tremendous asset to the club. His knowledge of the game and his contacts in all over Leinster and cricket. And such a lovely gentleman and enjoyment to play. He threw in his lot with Wexford, having played at a very high standard in Dublin. He was quite happy to play with Wexford and devote all his time to the club, and was a big influence in promoting cricket in Wexford in the early days. As the club started just in 1976 as kind of a place for rugby players to play a sport during the summer, just to keep the rugby club open at that time, you know. So over the years it developed into a, more or less a separate cricket club, and Niall McConnell was certainly a big influence in that, you know.
And there's the connection with Park Lane, and of course the Wanderers name as well.
The Wanderers, yeah. That's a strong connection over the years. And members of Wexford Wanderers Rugby Club and the committee have been great supporters over the years, and we thank them for that, you know.
And who would you say are the next big names to come out of Wexford there? What's the star of the club?
Well, you know, Herbie and Peter especially do a great job with the juniors. Certainly it was one of the things when I came over that I wanted to try and push was to have more juniors playing. And in fact, last season, now forgive me if I get his age wrong, I think last season he's 12, so he'll be turning 13 this year. We had a player called Matthew Vake who actually won the second team player of the season at age of 12.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, it just goes to show if we are able to give younger players an opportunity to play, they'll get chances and they can have success still in senior cricket, which is the same with lots of sport. You want to try and retain as many of those young players in those sort of teenage years as possible. You want them to play on and into the senior teams, and hopefully he can do that for a few more years, and hopefully he goes on to higher honours as well.
And Sean, just looking at the year ahead, if it does go as planned, the first, as I mentioned, in Division 5 there, so you've got the likes of the Pembroke Thirds, Merion Fourth Sides and a Longford team there as well, so you'll have a bit of travel if you do manage to get back out to the crease. What will those teams be like, and what's the competition like in Division 5?
Yeah, there's plenty of travel for us in Wexford, certainly. Yeah, we played Pembroke Third Team last season. They were a strong outfit, but I think we beat them on both occasions, I'm pretty sure. And we'll be going out to win the league, absolutely. In 2019, the last fully complete season, we came sixth in Division 5. But I think there were two or three very close games. If they would have gone the other way, we probably would have been promoted. So I think there are 18 divisions in total in Cricket Leinster. So the standard is very similar in each of the divisions, but it's great, you know, to go up to the bigger clubs. I think Merion possibly in that division as well, and to go to sort of the more historic grounds, I suppose you'd say. And for young people like Matthew and some others, I think that they might have an opportunity as well to go and play at those grounds in our second team. Actually, we were placed in Division 15, but we have since been moved up to Division 14, by the way, which is great for us. Brilliant. The club overall this year is very strong, and both teams will certainly be looking to win their respective leagues.
There's also a Wicklow County Cricket Club as well. Are they our rivals? Do we hate them?
not particularly, no. I don't, we haven't come across them too much recently, Wicklow County, in competitive games. There's Greystones is another team up in Wicklow. Greystones are quite a strong outfit there. Also teams in Carlow, we've Bagginstown and Carlow, so... Kilkenny are up and playing now. Kilkenny have two teams playing in the league. So there's cricket. It's cricket now in almost all 32 counties in Ireland. Fantastic. You know, there's teams, two or three teams set up in Mayo, and there's a team in Leitrim and Monaghan are playing. You know, so counties that haven't played cricket for a long time are now up and running, and it's fantastic. for the game. It's becoming more nationwide, like rugby. Like the Irish cricket team is have players from both the North and from the Republic playing on the team. Again, all Ireland leagues are important between the contact between the North and the South, keep things going. And
if you're looking for a rivalry, Aidan, our second team and Gorey's first team often play against each other in the competition.
Right, I see. Intercounty rivalry, yeah, brilliant.
Exactly.
There was a great rivalry a few years ago with Kilran and Wexford.
Oh,
that was the big competitive game. That was before we played any league cricket for years. They were the big matches, the local derby between Kilran and Wexford.
Listen, Sean, I know you guys are looking for a sponsor there for the upcoming year as well. So literally every area of life has been impacted by this COVID pandemic, and particularly finances have taken a hard hit right across the world of sport, and cricket, I imagine, is no different there as well. So it would be great to see if we could get a local company to come on board and help you guys out.
Absolutely, you know, and you know, we are sensitive to the fact that it's not just amateur sport that's been hit financially, all walks of life, as you mentioned. We have managed, though, to get a few sponsors this year. We've had donors as well who donate to the club each year, and they've been absolutely vital in us existing, to be honest with you. But this year, we've managed, since I last spoke to you, to get three sponsors, and we're very
brilliant.
Grateful to them: AHM Construction, Grizzly Bear Sports, and Boland's Mercedes-Benz have all come on board in the last couple of weeks to help us out. That's going to be really, really beneficial to our future.
Absolutely. And obviously, sponsorship is a huge part of funding for a club like that. But subscription fees and, you know, actually playing the game is another part of it. So hopefully, maybe some people will be listening to this and will be interested in playing a bit of cricket. You know, they've been sitting around doing not a whole lot for the last year and want to get up and try something different. So if anybody is interested in joining the club, how can they do that?
Absolutely. And we play and we train at Park Lane, as Herbie said, around the back of the rugby club. But if they want to get in touch and find out some more information, we're on Facebook. If they search for Wexford's Wanderers CC, they can apply to join the Facebook page. We're on Twitter as well, at Wexford Cricket, and Instagram, Wexford Wanderers. Or they can contact my email directly, which is wwccsecretary@hotmail.com. And you know, we had this effect actually last year when people were eventually allowed to get outside and exercise. The training sessions, which I had been to in 2019, which might have had five or six people on average, has suddenly gone up to about 24-25. So we'll be looking to put on some training sessions and have as many people down as possible again, and hopefully we can get a few players out of it as well.